Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As you guys know, I love these stories that act as metaphors for the bigger picture. And I got one. There was a story in the New York Post about a New York City woman who was charged in the kidnapping and torture of a stranger she met on Instagram. And here's how the story begins. Late one night last month, a 24-year-old man headed to a Bronx apartment, believing he was about to hook up with a pretty brunette he'd met on Instagram. It turned out to be a honey trap that nearly cost him his life. Now, let me just say this. Do I need to say anything more? That's the allure of leftism. Leftism's like, hey, you know, let's meet and have coffee, or why don't you come over and have a drink? You think you're hitting it off, and it's nothing but a honey trap. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Be sure to check us out. Go to the website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Look at all that we do. People are so fascinated by what we've got going on when they get there. One Urban Voice, a new project we launched to help inner city families get counseling, financial counseling, marriage counseling, the kids to get tutors and stuff like that. Working with banks to have them help these people understand how to save money, how to use money correctly, and I could go on. These are the things, that types of projects that we're involved in One Urban Voice. What about Unhyphenated America, run by Chris Harris? Chris finds these amazing stories of heroism. People not caring about anything except saving people's lives or doing things special for people. How many of those stories are there out there? Millions. Every single day. They don't get told. People don't like feel good news. But we think they do. We think people do want to celebrate that guy selflessly running in to go, you know, get people out of a fire, or somebody jumping in front of somebody and, you know, to get them out of harm's way, or pushing them out of the way of a bus that's coming or something like that. The reaction, no thought to it, not I'm running for governor, so I need to do something fancy. Just an absolute reptilian reaction to save somebody, not thinking about color or sexuality or whatever. Because, see, that's the way we are as people. So we have that project. We have Seeking Educational Excellence, who is, you know, working on a lot of really cool projects. And if we can put this thing together the right way, we're going to blow your mind. We've got film projects, all kinds of stuff. So go check it out. And, of course, be sure to download the radio show. We have a lot happening, and I think you'll love our website. And we keep it vibrant. Videos all the time. New articles all the time. You would think we're a 24-hour, outlet for information. And I don't want to say news. I don't use the word news because we're not trying to be news. Anyway, let me get back to this honey trap of leftism. So, I don't know the circumstances here. They said, they go on to say, the woman he'd been chatting to was actually part of a group of sadists. That's what really got me. When I read that part, I was like, if there's anybody that are sadists, it's Democrats. Democrats want to inflict pain. They will dox you. They will camp out at your house and keep you up at night. They will harass your kids. They will harass everybody around you. And then they will try to cancel you. They want you to lose your job. They want you to lose your livelihood. In some cases, they want you to lose your life if you do not get with them. They are a cult of sadists. And they lure you in with the best of them. They make you believe they are so philanthropic and humanitarian. They, oh, come over here. We're going to save the spotted owls. And we're going to save the baby seals. And we're going to save some other pets like our black people and women and LGBT. We've got lots of pets. All these pet. Why do you think they're called pet projects? because they treat you like animals. They're going to save you all. And that's what this dude, this 24-year-old dude, he's like, oh, man, look, this 22-year-old chick, she's hot. She wants me. She's, oh, my gosh, look at her. And she's telling him everything he wants to hear. Oh, you're so, papi, you're so handsome. You're pretty, papi. You're so, ooh, look at you. You come on over. They spent hours torturing the kidnapped man, stabbing him, and demanding $100,000 in ransom. On a FaceTime call to his horrified brother. When police found the victim some 24 hours later, he was tied up and gagged in the back of a van, barely clinging to life. Folks, you got lots of metaphorical leftists tied up in the back of a van, clinging to life. And you are the lifeline. You don't think, you're like, Kevin, what am I? I'm just one person. And you're a lady version of that, and you're like, Kevin, I'm only one person. What do you want me to do? I want you to get off your butt. I want you to get out there and be vocal in who you are and what we stand for. The other day, I played a clip of Bill Maher saying, oh, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. Nonsense. Bill Maher, he likes to walk that fine line like he's I'm a moderate or whatever. No, he's not. He's watched Democrats do what they do. There is no surprise at anything that comes up in the world of Democrats. Oh, Kevin, there's another goofy idea. Okay, well, let me guess. Born in academia in California. Am I right? Oh, it wasn't? It was in Oregon? Okay, sorry, got the wrong state. Was I right about academia? Here's what I guarantee you I'm right about. Give me your silly butt idea. I guarantee you it is born of a so-called progressive. The beauty who allegedly lured him, Valerie Rosario, 22, is now facing charges of kidnapping and attempted murder over the sixth scheme. Prosecutors say the Lower East Side con woman allegedly coaxed the complete stranger to an address on Marble Hill Avenue. And see, this is what we are, folks. We're the complete stranger, the rube, who uses social media and says, oh, look here, here's a nice little tool. Let's go over and check out liberalism, leftism. And it looks sexy. It's alluring because on paper, it looks good. Have you seen the pictures of these people where it's their best? I tell people all the time, before you respond to somebody, understand this. That is their best picture. That is they're describing themselves in the best possible scenario. You think they're going to tell you the truth about themselves? That they've been crackheads and meth heads and they were in a psychiatric ward for 15 years? You think they're going to tell you that? No, they're going to wait to spring that on you. Oh, while they're contacting your relatives to get that ransom.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her.
Me. You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Ah, the allure of leftism. Liberalism. Bringing you in like a siren. You're out in the ocean. You're tired. You're hungry. And you look over on the land, and there are these visions of beautiful women dancing in their little gowns or whatever, you know, and this, and you're all, oh my gosh, they've got nice fruits and veggies over there, and look at these women, we're weary travelers, etc. Remember, I watched Jason and the Argonauts, and they got lured over by the sirens. Yeah, and then what happens? They steal your kidney, and you wake up, you know, in a hotel room going, what happened, man? Trying to explain it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. So what happened? I use this as a metaphor because there's a girl in a New York City who lured this guy over, and then they beat him, stabbed him, dang near killed him, and they were extorting money from him. If that is not us in this scenario, I'm talking about conservatives I don't know who is. And she probably lured him over. Doesn't have to be illicit. She said, hey, come over. Oh, your favorite TV show is Seinfeld? Come on over, have some wine and some mold cheese, and we'll just enjoy, you know, sitting under our, what do they call it, the foozy or whatever you, that crazy backwards robe, and we'll just enjoy some Seinfeld episodes and just snuggle, a snuggly. Was it a snuggly? Dude was like, oh, man, she sounds perfect. Doesn't have to be sordid. Oh, they were hooking up on Tinder. That's not even what they said. They said it was Instagram. This woman who lured this 22-year-old woman, Rosario, who lured this dude over on Instagram, not Tinder. They met up, and for whatever reason, don't act like it's not something you would do. Maybe you would do it for coffee, but there are people who could convince you to come to their house. Trust me, I know. Okay. Oh, well, I'm the only one, right? I'm just saying, you know, if you're online dating is now the rave. So it's not a big deal. And as a guy, you're a lot less likely to feel insecure about doing that. You're like, oh, shit. Yeah, I'll go over there. It's no big deal. It's true. Why not? So you go over. Thinking it's a harmless evening, you're going to watch some TV and eat some popcorn, whatever. And next thing you know, you're under knife point, and they're FaceTiming with your brother saying, you get us the money or your brother dies. That's Democrats. Try to get out of that cult. I dare you. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Making sense out of the metaphor of life and the metaphor of every situation you run into that should immediately make you understand danger, danger, Will Robinson, because when leftists are involved, there's danger. Do I need to really go back and recap where we are with Joe Biden? No, I shouldn't have to do that. You know how dangerous the world has become. Joe Biden's number one focus is diversity, and he's bringing in these transgender people. What Obama did for Muslims, Joe Biden is doing for diversity. Black radicals everywhere, LGBTQIA2 radicals everywhere. By the way, those are the initials they use now. I don't know how long this thing's going to get, but he's bringing them in everywhere. And what problems are they solving? None. You know what those people do? They do nothing except separate us from our humanity, from our one culture that is American. And you know why we can accept that one culture of America? Because it is made up of a mosaic of all those cultures. There is no one dominating culture of America except to say it is the American spirit. And that spirit can exist in anybody, no matter what your shape is, no matter what your religion is, no matter what your gender is or your sexuality or whatever. That is what America does. It gives you a free spirit. That is the differentiator between us and other countries. It's kind of like our ability to talk and communicate is our difference between us and the animals. Oh, yeah, I just call the other countries animals. Because if you haven't experienced the American spirit, you don't know what freedom is. And that's why I was so adamant to keep it during lockdowns. That's why I talk about how they run the game on you, the ruse on you. You think you can't be part of a Ponzi scheme. You think you can't be taken advantage of with some, you know, Manchurian this or the Spanish soldier or whatever. They got all these different names for these scams. Scam artists are good at what they do, and the Democrats are the best scam artists on the planet, bar none. So, yeah. This guy gets tricked. You know how she tricked him? You know what made her target him? He flashed his money on Instagram. My grandfather used to flash his money, and my grandmother would say, Ernest, you need to stop that. Now, he would do it in front of friends and stuff like that. And by the way, that was all he had. It wasn't like my grandfather would. It wasn't like that was backed up by something in the bank that was much bigger than that. When my grandfather pulled out his wallet, that was pretty much everything he had until next month. But he could flash it because it was a big deal. In the black community, man, you wanted people to think you were more than what you were. And it got a lot of people killed. I watch these cop shows. This is how people get killed. A dude made a comment, could leave the casino, hit the jackpot, woo! He doesn't even realize he put a death sentence on himself. When he got back to the hood, everybody knew this is the dude that just won $15,000. It's insane. But that's what Democrats are. But see, the difference is you don't have to flash your money. They get it. They know you have the money and they're fleecing you. They got us at knife point right now. The sadistic sons of guns, the sadistic scumbags full of skullduggery, and they have us at knife point and they are taking our money and we're trying to call for help. Or are we? I don't know that we are. I don't know that we're solving a lot of these problems. I know this. We're so good at defining them. Every time I turn around, Kevin, there's another problem here. Why don't you solve it? Wow, it's amazing how much trust people put in me to solve all their problems. They put a lot of trust in me, but they don't put a lot of money in me outside of Bill and Carol and Albert and a few others who've been very generous in helping us. There's not many people helping, but they got plenty of ideas. Lots of ways. Kevin, why don't you do this? I've got a problem over here. I had somebody call me. I'm not going to go into the details, but it was over a flag. Solve my problem. I can't solve everybody's problems. I can tell you this. What problems we go after, we solve. And we have a big problem in the conservative movement because we fall for the nonsense of the left. We get sucked in by the sirens and lured into shore thinking they're going to replenish our supplies and we're going to, you know, maybe have a little comfort with the ladies. And then we find ourselves at knife point getting robbed. The other thing they do is they have done a great job of defining who we are by taking essentially our identity and making it their own. They think they're better than we are, and they are not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Movie star and former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger told Russians in a video posted on social media that they had been lied to about the war in Ukraine and accused Vladimir Putin of sacrificing Russian soldiers' lives for his own ambition.
As a longtime friend of the Russian people, I hope that you will hear what I have to say. I know that your government has told you that this is a war to denazify Ukraine. Denazify Ukraine? This is not true. Ukraine is a country with a Jewish president, I might add, whose father's three brothers were all murdered by the Nazis. Ukraine did not start this war. Those in power in the Kremlin started this war.
With a threat of another COVID spike coming to the United States, deaths are down by 57.6% to only 750 per day. The total number of deaths is up to 975,000. This is USA Radio News. According to a story reported by Politico, the Trump administration asked for Department of Homeland Security officials to investigate potential voter fraud at least 7 months before the 2020 presidential election. Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, an ally of then-President Donald Trump, asked senior DHS officials to have the department's Office of Intelligence and Analysis look into potential voter fraud related to mail-in voting. The DHS Intelligence Office did not release any materials substantiating voter fraud at that time, but did warn in September 2020 that Russia was trying to undermine Americans' confidence in the security and validity of mail-in voting. In a video call earlier today, President Joe Biden and China's President Xi Jinping spoke for the first time since November amid concerns that China will help Russian President Vladimir Putin's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The White House said the leaders spoke for about 1 hour and 50 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I find it interesting that the price of gasoline may lead people back to social distancing and other Wu flu-related things that they implemented. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. You may be saying, Kevin, what are you talking about? I'm saying you're not going to get in your car. You're not going to go do things. I was talking about this with friends of mine the other day. I said, when I go out now, I literally have to tell myself, okay, here's the direction you want to go. I feel like I'm UPS. I got to map out every delivery, every pickup, and don't change it. Don't call me and say, hey, Dad, listen, we're over. Oh, sorry. No, sir. Uber's implementing some interesting policies now. They're saying, will you please tip our people more in order to make up for the price of gasoline? No, Uber. That's your responsibility. I mean, if I'm going to tip somebody, I'm going to tip them because they did a good job. But I'm not going to tip them because Joe Biden is making the burden. You know, we were asked, oh, tip all the people at these restaurants. If you want to do it out of the bottom of your heart because you get good service, do it. But don't do it because, oh, it's COVID-related. Tell them, hey, look, I'd love to tip you more, but don't blame me. Blame Joe Biden. Blame these lockdown artists. Blame these Nazis, these Gestapo, who are the reason you didn't have a job. And don't expect me to make up for it. They already fleeced me. We paid $6 trillion. Did your company get some relief? Oh, Kevin, you're being heartless, man. Come on. We don't want to be known. You don't want to be known for what? What are your politics? How do they know your politics? If you go, it's got nothing to do with me, man. You know what you'd be doing? You'd be doing what leftists do anyway. They don't tip. They don't give extra. Come on, Kev. Let's be highbrow. Let's be better than they. We are better than they. We got to start teaching lessons. See, what you have is you have rogue children running around, and you don't want to teach them a lesson. You don't want to have a conversation. You don't even want to put them in timeout. You don't want to have a talking to. That's what my grandmother said. Boy, we're about to have a talking to. And you know what escalation from a talking to was? My grandmother grabbing an extension cord and whooping your butt. She believed in corporal punishment. Yeah, she'd be, if my grandmother tried to discipline the way she disciplined me today, she'd be in jail. Yeah, she'd be running to women's prison. So, yeah. Why are you letting your kids, you won't put them in timeout, you won't talk to them, and you certainly won't put hands on them. I'm talking about these leftists. When are you going to finally realize that you're letting these children run rogue? And then you're wondering, I wonder why they're so stupid. I wonder why they're so malleable. They're malleable because somebody else is bringing them in. Let me tell you what the left is. Let me give you the perfect metaphor. They're a gang. And when you don't discipline them, your child goes, well, they don't seem to care. But the gang goes, we care. Come on over here, little old thing, little sexy thing. Come over here. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to drink? Yeah, you can drink. You want to talk about having some sex? Sure, come on in. Academia loves your 18-year-old co-eds to introduce them to sex, male or female. They love it. Thank you for bringing them their stupid. Here comes a new crop of bumpkins. And what do? Oh, yeah, hey, yeah, you're really smart. Why don't you come to my office after class? You don't teach them not to. You can respect a person's position, but you don't have to idolize it. I talk about it all the time. I see people that are, quote, famous, athletes, whatever. You know what Mahomes is, the dude that's the quarterback for Kansas City? You know what he is to me? He's a young kid who knows how to play a sport. Good for him. Why am I, decades older than he, why am I going to exalt him? I would say, you know what, Patrick, you're one heck of a football player, kid. But he should say to me, Mr. Jackson, can we sit down and you impart some of your knowledge to me, things that I'm going to, the pitfalls of what could happen with me, what's going to happen with my finances, maybe give me some relationship advice, whatever. He should be idolizing me. I will not switch roles with these people because, oh my God, he's such a, people are, man, we have lost it. We've lost the sense of self. There was a question that came up on Twitter. It said, what's most important? Something about, you know, like, is money important? And here's what I said in order. Your love of God, that higher being that drives you, that's the most important thing in your life, or should be. Number two should be your family. And number three should be your friends. And if you say to me, well, Kevin, what about workers and business? Those are become your family and friends of sorts. Yeah. But that's the important things of life. If you enjoy them, the likelihood of you getting what you want from whatever life is for you is pretty. It goes up exponentially. Price of gasoline. How many events are you going to skip due to the price of gasoline? Some trip you're like, man, that's a 2-hour trip each way. Whew, that's going to cost me like $60, not to mention 2 hours. And I don't think I'm going to. And then if you got to eat there, God forbid. Let me tell you order a hamburger these days, you're going to think you're in Hawaii. You're going to be paying $7, $8, $9 for that. I'm not talking about the meal. No, I'm not talking about getting fries and a Coke. I'm talking about your meals, these happy meals and the meals that we're talking about, they're going to be going up to $10, $11, $12. Go to a decent restaurant and order a hamburger right now. If you get out of there with a hamburger, fries, and a drink for less than $20, you've done pretty good. Keep going back. And don't think you can make it cheaper at home because hamburger meat is the price of sirloin. In some cases, well, you know what the prices are. You know what's funny? Up in the Northeast, they can't even get it. I was told they can't even get some of these things. I know there's I've been going to the grocery store. Let me tell you why I go to the grocery store 4 or 5 times a week. Let me tell you. Because there are days where an item or certain items that you're missing are empty on the shelf. So you have to go to find out that they come in that day. Now, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to be paying the grocery clerks like you pay to get into a good restaurant. You're going to say, listen, hook a brother up when the toilet paper makes it, when the nacho cheese Doritos are in before the run. They're going to be on pagers acting like concierge. Mr. Jackson, Cool Ranch Doritos about to hit the shelves. I put 3 of them back for you. You know, you're going to be paying people to tip you off. By the way, it wouldn't surprise me if some of you white folks already did it, and I'm just thinking about it. When it was a toilet paper rush, y'all were like on speed dial with the dude at the grocery store, Chucky. There's a 20 in it if I can get some good white people toilet paper. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I talk about white people toilet paper. I'm not talking about single ply. I'm talking double ply, 600 count Egyptian cotton. That's what white people wipe their butts with. Black people, we use 100 grit sandpaper. We don't just wipe our butts. We braise the hair off. And I know what I grew up with. I remember going to one of my rich friend's house, and he had toilet paper that looked like it was made by Angels. And it wasn't Angel Soft, but it could have been, you know, the brand Angel Soft, because it was unbelievable. Oh! That was the first time I realized there were different grades of toilet paper. Wow. I think about my sheltered life. It probably wasn't the first time, but it was the first time I noticed. I really did notice. It was like, wow. Because, you know, you can get the regular stuff, but my grandparents would buy single ply. Shoot. You'd poke a hole right through it with your finger. You should wash your hands anyway, but I'm saying if you use a single ply, you had to wash your hands. Gas prices is what I'm talking about. So I asked the question, how many events are you going to skip because of gas prices? Probably will, right? I know this. We are already carpool. I'm telling my son, hey, you better call a friend. We'll take them this time. Y'all take them the next time. And it used to be kind of, yeah, we might want to do something with our car. Now our friends are like, yeah, man, we're in. We're in. Let's all do it. Mm-hmm. Well, you might not miss any now, but what about when gas gets to $7 a gallon? What if it hits $10 a gallon? Is there a number where you start thinking about things? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm at the number. When I go to the grocery store, just the other day, I was thinking to myself, Kevin, you might want to take your bicycle. If I knew I could carry the groceries, I wasn't going to have to get too many and the bags would hold. I'm telling you, I'm going to start biking up. Why not? It's a good, you know, good exercise. I'm not trying to go all Ed Begley Jr. on you. I'm just saying sometimes it will make you rethink things. And it could improve your life. I'm not debating the green energy thing. But I'll tell you this. I wouldn't be going to the grocery store nearly as much if they had stuff there, if it wasn't as expensive. I could go on, right? The average car gets 15 miles a gallon and it costs $10 to do anything. What's going to be the tipping point? Let me put it to you this way. The tipping point for that low common denominator voter is going to be reached long before yours is hit. And I say it's coming. I complained about $4 a gallon gas. It's worse than that now. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's fun to watch the left have to spin everything that Joe Biden's doing. And I'm narrowing things down right now just because it's too broad if we try to cover everything. So we're talking about gasoline, and I asked in the previous segment, what's the tipping point? The tipping point varies for everybody. The filthy rich don't care. They're going to fuel their jets. They're going to fuel their yachts. They're going to fuel every car that they have. They're not going to worry about it. But the people that work for them, all the way down the food chain, we all have our price. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844
551-8255. So we've all got our price. We all have an understanding of where we fit in the scheme of things in terms of, you know, your value, your financial viability. And I'm asking, are you changing things? Are you canceling a trip maybe? Are you evaluating how many times you do something? Are you routing your schedule versus just going? You know, free flow. See, freedom is just gas prices are cheap enough where you go, oh, I'm just going to go do my thing. And I'm not saying that we're not stupid. We don't go out when the price is low and say, well, I'll go get my dry cleaning, you know, and then I'll go get my grocery shop. You do everything sequentially anyway, but you pay a lot more attention to it when it costs more. I believe that. So I said, at $4 a gallon, it got me thinking. I'm not panicked, but it got me thinking. At $5 a gallon, I'm going to be a little more squeamish. I'm going to start going, what? At $6 a gallon, I'm going to be hollering. At $8 a gallon, I'm going to be yelling. You get what I'm saying? You're going to escalate to the point. But there are people right now who are yelling. They're commuting. Let me tell you, the worst thing that can happen to the gas prices is for black folks, because we got to get on public transportation, which is probably going to go up, or if we drive, our jobs tend to not be in our neighborhoods. Now, a lot of people commute. They commute in the suburbs. I'm not saying this is a black thing, but I'm saying if you got to get in the car and drive to a job, because a lot of people try to work, to live where they work. They choose it for one reason or another. They choose it either because of the kids and where they're going to go to school or where their job is. And it generally is both. The majority of people, I think per capita, who are commuting longer distances are probably ethnic minorities. So this policy is, and I don't have a study on it, so don't behold me to this, but this wouldn't surprise me at all. So Joe Biden, if it is true, is penalizing ethnic minorities more than anybody. And what happens when it doubles? What about the food that people eat? Particularly when you're buying junk food. Let me put it this way. When you go to the grocery store and you buy a bag of potato chips, it might cost you $3. When you go to a convenience store, the little bitty bag might cost you $3. You get one-third the amount. You're paying 200-300% more for a much small, you know, for a smaller amount. I mean, per capita, you're paying 3x for the smaller amount. It's ugly. Anyway, I want to talk about the shift in strategy because of this. It's obvious to me that the Democrats found out the Russia thing isn't working. Blaming Russia for the issues of gasoline comes off as ridiculous as it sounds. Number one, gas was already going up. Okay, it dropped 50 to 75 cents in a week. Okay, fine. So it went up a little bit more. That jump in comparison to the $2 it went up under Biden, well, which is bigger? And here's the other thing. The jump in price had nothing to do with Russian oil. We can get oil off the market from anywhere. It isn't like the supply. We couldn't get more from the Saudis or whatever. If Biden couldn't get more oil, it's because nobody was paying attention to him. I'll put it this way too. If Donald Trump wanted more oil, do you think he could have gotten it? That was a trick question, because Donald Trump wouldn't have needed any more oil. He made us energy independent. See, that's the difference. And we have the montage of Biden telling everybody, oh, no, we're going to raise the price of oil. We don't care what you think.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period.
I guarantee you we're going to end fossil fuels.
What about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
Yes. New pipeline. Exactly.
No new fracking.
We are going to get rid of fossil fuels.
I've argued against any more
oil drilling or gas drilling on federal lands.
No one's going to build a coal-fired plant again, and we're going to get rid of the ones we have now.
Have a transition from the oil industry, yes.
Would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes.
Democrats, folks, proud of their ignorance. The answer is, of course, yes. My strategy, I know it won't work, but that's got nothing to do with it, baby. I'm going to be proud of it. If you're a proud Democrat, you're a moron, you're a fool, you're a clown. That's all that you could possibly be. Anyway, here's Joe Biden. Now that he's got himself into a pickle because he laid out his strategy. I'm getting rid of oil. I'm getting rid of coal. I'm getting rid of all of it. That's what the green weenies wanted to hear. And Biden told them what they wanted to hear. And then, once it backfired, what did he do? He made up a bunch of excuses. Here's some of the excuses.
Gas prices already the highest in U.S. history. The national average, $4.23 a gallon tonight.
I'm going to work like the devil to bring gas prices down. The significant reason why prices are up is because of COVID affecting the supply chain.
He's going to do everything we can, everything he can, to reduce the impact on the American people, including the price of gas at the tank.
Gas supply companies are paying less and making a lot more.
He suggesting that the industry's outsized profits and returns to shareholders are to blame for what he calls an unexplained gap as consumer prices rise.
Take a look at oil prices. That is a consequence of thus far, the refusal of Russia or the OPEC nations to pump more oil. And that's because of the supply being withheld by OPEC.
The increase in the anticipated continued increase, which is, I think, what some of your colleagues were asking about, that is a direct result of the invasion of Ukraine.
They're going to go up.
Welcome back, folks. That's over a period of a month or two. A month or two. COVID affected the supply chain. Is COVID his dog that ate his homework? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Then he blamed the oil companies. Oh, the gas supply companies are paying less, they're making more. And I love how they said it's an unexplained gap when we just explained it to you. Joe Biden said he was going to shut down the fossil fuel industry. That's the unexplained gap. Then he says, no. It was Russia. This is when you knew he was going to shift to Russia. He says it was Russia and OPEC nations who decide they could pump more oil. That would solve our problem. Then he says, no. The supply is being withheld by Russia and these nations. Like it was some intentional thing against the U.S. Well, let me ask you, would the supply matter if it was being withheld if we were energy independent? I'm just curious. I'm asking for a friend. His name is Trump. No, not Donald. No, I promise. So then he finally says, after he set the stage for Russia, no, it is a direct, I quote, a direct result of the invasion of Ukraine. That's what Psaki said. And where are we now? Biden's gone back.
The invasion of Ukraine and the volatility of the oil market is no excuse for excessive price increases, profit padding, or any effort to exploit American consumers. No one should capitalize on Putin's aggression by taking advantage of American families. And this chart, which you see here, shows both the price of crude oil, and you see where it is as it relates to the price of gasoline. And as you've seen it go down, the price of gasoline obviously has not gone down. So that is the explanation of that particular chart.
Here's what Psaki's not telling you. Oil is a commodity. Do you think that what's in the supply chain right now, that those people can stop it? They've been manufacturing oil for months. They're trying to figure out how are we going to get what's in the pipeline out, because we don't know what's happening. The volatility means that we have to get as much as we can out of what's in queue. Psaki knows this. But they want to make the oil companies a scapegoat. A very simple reason why. They couldn't sell America. Putin is at fault.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.